WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump joked at Sunday's memorial for Charlie Kirk that the difference between him and the slain conservative activist is that Kirk did not hate his political opponents, and the president does. He has pressured the Justice Department to bring criminal charges against some political enemies. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy tells ABC.
There are just two standards of justice now in this country. If you are a friend of the president, a loyalist to the president, you can get away with nearly anything, including beating the hell out of police officers. But if you are an opponent of the president, you may find yourself in jail.
Washington Post reports the administration is going to suggest a link between Tylenol use during pregnancy and autism, but no known medical studies have proven acetaminophen use in pregnant women is a cause. A number of close U.S. allies, including the U.K., announced they're recognizing a Palestinian state. That'll be a main topic at this week's United Nations General Assembly. This is ABC News.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation to ban hemp-derived THC products in Wisconsin. The proposed bill would close a loophole in the 2018 federal farm bill, allowing certain kinds of items like beverages and vapes that contain THC to be sold legally. The group of lawmakers also cited an incident from last October during which dozens of people became sick after unknowingly consuming THC-contaminated food. The bill would change the technical definition of hemp and ban the sale of items that contain synthetic cannabinoids. Wisconsin State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley delivered her annual State of Education address at the state capitol on Thursday. Dr. Underley praised the work of the state school system to improve graduation rates, push academic performance above national averages, and expand technical education programs. She also called for increased state funding for schools to address persistent staffing shortages, provide more mental health resources, and prevent districts from relying on operational referendums to maintain their current services. The Hayward Community School District will hold its annual budget hearing and meeting today. The meeting will take place in the Hayward High School Auditorium beginning at 5 p.m. School board officials will review the 2025-2026 budget proposal and hear reports from district officials. The meeting will also cover setting the salaries for Board of Education members, providing a school lunch program, authorizing the length of the school year, and discussions about selling some properties that the district no longer needs. The Wisconsin Beef Council and Gather Wisconsin have introduced their 2025 Prime Rib Trail as part of an effort to showcase restaurants across the state. The 16-restaurant trail includes four locations in the northwest Wisconsin region, including Chicken Chasers Bar and Grill in Fall Creek, Jake's Supper Club in Menominee, Lehman's Supper Club in Rice Lake, and Pine Creek Pit Stop in Ashland. Residents can also nominate their favorite restaurant for consideration in the 2026 Prime Rib Trail on the Wisconsin Beef Council's website or on social media. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Some good news and bad news. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the good news is for a third year in a row, the Brewers headed into the playoffs as divisional champs. The bad news is it'll likely be without starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who suffered a lat strain in his upper back.
Obviously, like, it sucks. This is something that is a side effect of the surgery I had, and it's kind of terrible timing in that sense for, you know, the team. You know, the biggest goal for me was to finish the year healthy.
The crew in San Diego tonight against the Padres. College football, the Badgers now 2-1 after losing to Maryland 27-10 over the weekend. Wisconsin has their bye week followed by a trip to Ann Arbor to face number 19th ranked Michigan. NFL, the Packers stunned, losing 13-10 to the Browns in Cleveland on a last second field goal.
It's extremely disappointing to be in a position to win the game and to have the script totally flip on you. It's tough to deal with.
As head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
Mostly cloudy with high temperatures today, flirting with about 70. Winds are barely moving and patchy fog is expected again tonight. Thick in spots, it'll linger through late morning. And we'll gradually see spots of sunshine by tomorrow afternoon, but it'll be crisp with highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, some seasonal fun in Wisconsin's many pumpkin patches and corn mazes, plus our weekly visit with Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 10:30 news, we lighten it up for the last half an hour of the show with a segment we call Audio Sorbet. Get away from the news, take a little breath, lighten things up a little bit. So our question for today's Audio Sorbet, when you're grocery shopping, are you on a mission or you are a wanderer? How do you grocery shop?
How do you grocery?
Do you shop on a mission or you wander and wait for inspiration to strike? That's our audio sorbet.
You waiting for St. Kroger to bless you with ideas.
And that's what I do, and I'm still waiting for his lightning to come and give me an idea.
Well, they're probably going to get bought up by another company, so you got
to
wait.
Have to wait. And then we'll wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Let Me Out edition. It's pretty self-explanatory. Stay tuned for that. Right now, we are joined by our friend and frequent guest on our program and a newly announced state Senate candidate. Corrine Hendrickson is our guest. Good morning, Corrine. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. It's always great to be on your show. And I'm going to answer your last question. I don't know how I'm going to grocery shop now because I no longer am shopping for 8 children. And my oldest is now in college. So I haven't been there in like a month. It's super weird.
It's got to be weird. It's got to be really weird. For people who do not know you, Corrine, you were a daycare provider in northern Wisconsin for a long time. Can you tell us a little bit about your story?
Yeah, so I was actually southern Wisconsin, New Glarus. And so a family child care professional for 18 years. I became a strong advocate for kids with disabilities about 13 years ago because over the years, I've had around 70 children enrolled, which again, family child care is smaller. And a lot of those kids stayed with me from birth until 5 or 6. But of those 70-ish kids, 17 had special needs diagnosis. Either I helped them go through the process or I helped them get services or I started advocating because I had a little girl who she's 12 now and she was here on my last day this summer. And she, you know, really helped me understand that our state does not have the services that are required and taught me how to learn the process, how to advocate, how to stand up for these kids and, you know, ourselves as the teachers. And 5 years ago, started Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed to like really make a statewide grassroots group. We're up to around 2,000 people, parents, providers, community members, business owners. And again, this summer, we tried for the third time to get that budget to include child care funding. And again, we were blocked. Did everything we were told to do in any other past administration with sane people, it would have worked, right? Because we did what we were supposed to do. We did what has worked in the past. But the goalposts just kept moving.
Right.
And so I decided since my business was going to close because I could no longer justify sacrificing my own family, my own health, my own everything, for the families to be able to continue their career trajectories and take care of their kids. And I couldn't outprice them. So it worked out. I was able to get all of them in with the group center in town.
No kidding.
They all wanted to go. They all got in except one. But the one that didn't go only needed part-time, and my substitute is now the nanny. So everyone is taken care of. That makes me so like happy that I was able to do that like one last thing of giving and caring. And now I'm going to take it to the next level, and I'm running for Senate.
That's fantastic. It really is. And I just applaud your dedication. I applaud your commitment and how you've been such an advocate, especially for kids with special needs. And I didn't realize that you would actually have to go through and help the parents get these kids the help that they need. That's just another indictment on how difficult our system is to navigate.
Yeah, it's not set up for success. It's set up for failure. It's set up, as Reagan said, I'm the worst, you know, the worst words you can hear is I'm from the government.
And I'm here to help you.
He made it true.
Right. Yeah.
And that wasn't true before. But when you take the funding and you cut it and you disable things and you dismantle things and then they don't work, then you can say, oh, it doesn't work. We should privatize it. And that's exactly why we're here today, where we are as individuals trying to do whatever we can to help. But we don't have enough energy and time. And it shouldn't be this way. And it shouldn't be this hard. And we need people like myself who understand that and who are willing to fight, willing to connect, willing to get out in the community and talk to people about what it is that they need and how I can help.
I think that's interesting, too, that I remember that line from when I even when I was a little kid, because it was spoken throughout the household of I'm from the government. I'm here to help. But it's now just I'm from the government. I won't even try to help you. I won't even attempt to help you. And I will vilify you for asking for help. And I want to go back to something we talked about a couple months ago when the budget actually passed, because I and I'm going to fully admit, Kareen, to you and to all of our listeners, when the budget passed, and we were given this notion that Governor Evers is signing it at 1:30 in the morning, and State Senator Dianne Hesselbein walked in and said, we need to get something done. There was a good feeling there. Unfortunately, we found out like a day later that a lot of people were unhappy, including yourself, because some people could walk away saying, well, Kareen, you got a lot of money. Why aren't you just happy about that? That's something. But tell us why that wasn't enough.
So, yeah, something is why we're here where we are today. We celebrate crumbs, and it needs to stop. The something that we got was 11 months of 20-some percent less payment per month, ends in June. We're calling it a plank in a pond, not a bridge, because it's a bridge to nowhere. There's nothing on the other side. Mm-hmm. And the exchange, the compromise for us to get this funding for childcare was that 16 and 17-year-olds are now allowed to be an assistant teacher in a classroom with toddlers because, yes, work release and apprenticeships exist. It's not just after school, before school. And seven toddlers to one adult. So in some of those classrooms, you're looking at an 18-year-old, a 16-year-old, and 14 toddlers. That is never okay. Mm. We have fought for years and put ourselves in front of these kids and our financial well-being to make sure that they are in good, high-quality, safe environments. This does the exact opposite. And again, I understand and can like accept that this was probably the best they could do for funding. I cannot accept that you're going to pretend it was a good thing, because it wasn't. And so few people trust their elected representatives because they see the press release that says this will reduce out-of-pocket costs for parents. And then all of a sudden now their childcare provider is like, I'm closing. I'm raising my rates $50 a week. And they're like, well, you just got all this money. We're like, no, we got 110 out of 480 million. The $330 million was out of $1 billion.
Right, right.
So, you know, again, I don't understand why it couldn't just be truthful. Brooke introduced me yesterday, and it was amazing. I did not know she was going to do that. And so she said, I really want people to understand that Kareen has integrity and that she will fight. And right is right, wrong is wrong. And I just about lost it. I'm going to lose it again. because it was, it is true, because that's the way I try to live my life. And for somebody else to see that and appreciate that and like verbalize that to other people was just amazing.
If you're just joining us, Kareen Hendrickson is our guest. She's a former daycare provider in New Glarus and had to close her longstanding daycare business last year, and now has decided to run for state Senate up against Howard Markline. Kareen, I want to go back to something that you had mentioned to us a couple of months ago when you were on the show, and you had an opportunity to be face to face with one of our lawmakers who had an interesting response on how to solve our child care crisis. I remember when you told me that I had to wait 20 minutes to pick my jaw up off of the table.
If you want to see it, go to Instagram. The video is one of the most popular ones.
It's famous now.
It's still going.
It is still going. But can you share what happened in that particular instance for people who may have missed it the first time?
Yep. So Senator Ron Johnson, and he's not the only one. There were some state senators here that had said that to some other child care providers, the same type of message. They're no longer in power. But basically, weird. But basically, I went in there with a bunch of other small business owners, and we were talking about ways that the government could do better supporting our workers, and then myself also as a child care provider, making sure that my business is stable and is able to be accessible to parents. And he said an elegant solution was for moms like me to stay home. And the implication was it was for free because I said for free. And he did not respond and tried changing the subject. To me, when you don't have a reason to respond, that's exactly, I'm right.
And that has spawned some of the most amazing responses in the comments, which by the way, Kareen, there has been many times where I've wanted to just text you and be like, hey, leave them. Just don't bother with them. They're never going to believe you. They're never going to, because a lot of people thought, well, he didn't say for free, so he didn't mean for free. It's like, okay, that's right. We're all dumb now. But yeah, I mean, that video, like the looks on our faces, I think my head was in my hands, because honestly, it's just so embarrassing that now one of the most prominent senators in the U.S. Congress.
And one of the wealthiest.
One of the wealthiest is saying something like that, as it is just a simple fix. But all of that being said, all the things we're talking about now has led you to make the announcement. Because to me, when they said, oh, Kareen's running, I'm like, of course she's running. Because once you had to announce that you had to close last month, to me, that just like that, I can only imagine, lit a bigger fire for you, and that you have to, it's time to do something. And you made the announcements. I saw the picture. There were gentlemen with giant Ricola horn blowers from across the mountains there. Tell us what you've been like. Has this been stewing for you since before the closure, or once the closure happened, you said, all right, time to keep going? Because I don't see you resting for long amounts of time.
So I've been thinking about it for a while. As an advocate, I always felt I could do more from the outside, right? Push from the outside, build momentum, build community, sure, be an expert in my one area, right? Mm-hmm. But as roadblock after roadblock kept happening, it was like, okay, now we need to do what New Mexico did to get their constitutional amendment passed. We need to replace the people who are in our way. And so Brooke and I started talking last spring already about, you know, if this budget doesn't go through, what's next? And she's like, you should run. And I love the fact that everybody's like, of course you're running. And yeah, I was like, I'm not running. So I think I'm the most surprised of anyone about this, that I just, you know, but I'm also one that once I make a decision, I go with it. So we had kind of talked and laid the groundwork. If things don't come through, and if I decide this is something I want to do, do you have space for my kids? Because I cannot close if I don't have a space for those children. Mm. And so she looked and she said, yes, I do. And so that's also part of why I announced my closure in the middle of July, to make sure that those families had time to find, you know, check to her find place somebody out, sure, find a place, to find, yeah, someone. And then I'm not independently wealthy. I cannot afford to not work. And so I had to lay some groundwork to find some other jobs. And so I'm doing some organizing work, and I'm also doing, the last few years, I've gotten a better presence nationally doing trainings for people to learn not just advocacy, because there's a lot of them now, but how to read a bill and decide if it's good or not, and decide if it actually meets the criteria of what you're looking for. So like the budget this summer, right? Like we were like, no, it's not good. And here is why. This is the actual impact. Many other organizations, big names, jumped on and were like, this is great.
This is great.
And
sure.
Like, no, it's not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so the trainings that I've been starting to put together are these trainings about the impact of a bill. I'm actually getting my master's in early childhood education policy, finishing in December. So yeah, Greg, this last year I was doing all of that and taking classes for my master's.
You know, I was
so
just saying this about, I was just saying that about Kareen to Jane earlier. Kareen's one of the laziest do nothing people
lazy
I've ever met. She's like, you know what? I could do that, but I'd rather watch some Ted Lasso for the 18th time. I'm kidding. I'm talking about me right now.
That's us. Yes. And Tony on the live stream says, I am so happy Kareen didn't just walk away after the last budget and decided to get more involved. We need a state of people like Kareen who, mm-hmm, lean in and solve problems. You got that right, Tony. We're going to continue our conversation with Kareen Hendrickson on the other side. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Swing big at Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward, bringing you the golf for the green and gold. Text to win on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Mention Big G and get $20 off your next round. Hurry, offer ends October 31st.
This year, the magic is calling you like never before. Craft your own magic at the Wicked Wand Workshop and race for glory at the Ninja Warrior Challenge. Feast on hearty turkey legs and cheer on live combat jousts. There's something for everyone in our magical village. Bring your family, bring your friends, and create memories that will last through the ages. The Minnesota Renaissance Festival, weekends August 16th through September 28th. Don't miss the adventure. Get your tickets at renaissancefest.com.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the one, the only Calzone. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. It's his new one.
I thought I'd cycle it in. It's great. Oh, my gosh.
You can always join us at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are delighted to be joined by our guest, Corrine Hendrickson, former daycare owner for many, many years now, a state Senate candidate. And you can check it out at Corrine417.com. We will include all of her stuff, all the contact information in our show notes at civicmedia.us.
And something, Corrine, you shared in the chat on the break here, you said, so back to not resting, you closed your business on Friday, October 29th, and filed on Tuesday, September 2nd, because the first was a holiday, you would have done it on the first, because that's you. And you have more energy than you did since you don't have 50 hours of working with kids behind you, so you have the energy to run. So the question I have for you is, Corrine, we know you as the childcare expert on the show. We have you talking about this issue at great lengths in great detail. But on that campaign trail, there are going to be other things you need to talk about, answer questions, and compose your platform for people to vote for you. What are you going to be talking about besides childcare to really get at the conversation of what the voters are looking for in your district?
Yep. So yes, both yesterday at my launch party at Toffler's with the Jimmies, that was fun. We had music, and Wednesday, and Elkhorns at both. They're called Elkhorns.
Thank you.
And so both of those days, I really talked about affordability. We really need to stop pricing people out of their homes. And what the core foundational reason for that is that our co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, Senator Mark Klein, who is in the person I'm going to be running against, he controls the state budget. That state budget, lack of investment and cuts to the local, you know, your fire your municipalities, your school districts, all of those things, and deciding not to invest in childcare increases your property taxes. Because what happens is whatever the state doesn't fill in, you still need those services in your smaller communities. Your property taxes have to go up. Well, when you're going from, you know, 6 million people that are paying a little bit in down to your local small communities like New Glarus is 2,000 people, and we're having to fill in that gap. For what? It doesn't make sense. And the reason we're filling in the gap is because the tax cuts for the rich. So while we're, that's by design too, because instead of us fighting back and pushing back on the government for refusing to invest, we're too busy fighting each other over the same scraps and getting angry and the dehumanization and all of that language that's happening and needs to stop. We're all humans. We all want the same things. As I've been talking to people, that's what I keep hearing. Affordability, affordability, affordability. And minimum wage, $7.50, back to women should stay home with the kids. How's that happening with the husband making $8 an hour? And yes, you know, actually know who makes minimum wage in this state?
Child care providers. Yep.
Yeah.
So people do make minimum wage. It's not, you know, anything to be ashamed about. It's a shame that that's what we are earning. It's not that we should be ashamed of the fact we only earn that much. And that's part of the narrative change that I'm trying to do. And that's the work I've been doing for the last 5-6 years when talking to people. In my launch party yesterday, it was open to the public. So people were still coming in, like wanting a meal or whatever and listen to the music. And they all of a sudden find themselves in this middle of this campaign. Well, I expected more people to just walk out, right? Because it's like, ooh, but they're like, this is fun. Who are you? And so after I talked and I said, hey, Generation X, you know, all those movies that we watched as kids where we stand up to the bully. Now's our time. Let's do this. Like, let's get together. And so this group of people at a table, I have no idea who they were. From Minnesota, I find out, donated to me. They came up to me and they're like, I heard what you said. I love what you said. Can we donate to you out of state? And I was like, absolutely. And they're like, you know, we really loved it. We looked you up. My wife was a childcare professional and you have great things to say. Keep doing it. Keep fighting. We need people like you. And so that to me was like, these people had no idea who I was. And that resonated. First person I talked to after I got off the stage the first time, it's like, are you a Democrat or a liberal or a centrist or a right winger? What are you?
What are you?
Like, hi, I'm Corrine. Cause he's like, you're purple. And I go, I did that by design because my sign will stick out because there's a primary. Also, because you see red or blue, you assume. You see purple and you go, huh? And you look me up and then you get to know me. And so my whole campaign is about getting to know people, having people do house parties, because the rural, especially, it's not what you know, it's who you know.
Absolutely.
And then what I know and who I am and if they like me. But I have to get in that door. So I'm asking people even out of district, who do you know that lives in Grant, Iowa, Lafayette, Crawford, Greene counties, and the rainbow over Greene County of Dane County from Mount Horeb down to Brooklyn, and get them connected to me, introduce them to me. And then I can talk. We're going to have coffee shop stops. I already have an event down in Platteville at the Black Smock and the Speakeasy 5050 planned for October. I'll get you the dates. And then I've got one in New Rose, a witch's night in October, because witch's nights are traditionally about women's rights and, you know, having conversations.
Mm, sure.
So we're going to do a witch's night there. So I've had some really great fun things planned. I also don't want it to be a paywall. So many people that were there yesterday have never donated to a political candidate. They have never gone to a political event because you have to pay for entry. And I don't want there to be a paywall. I am going to need a lot of funding. I'm not going to lie. That's the part I heard you talking about before. That's not my favorite part.
Sure.
But I have to be able to pay for gas to get to the places. I have to be able to pay for the envelopes and the website and all of the things and my campaign team. So I do need funding, but I really need the people on the ground and the volunteers. And I don't want to keep people out of it. I want to re-enfranchise people. I want to get the young people excited. My kids that graduated from me, my alumni, are starting to get to be voting age.
Oh, that's
exciting.
So I'm
going to try and get them engaged and have them like talk about like Mama Keen, you know, helped raise me and I'm going to vote for her because so I'm going to really try hard to get more people to understand that government can and should work for you, and we should stop accepting them not doing that.
Go get them.
Okay.
Go get them.
Can I vote for you? I'll move there. I'm just kidding. Don't anyone.
You
get
have a year to move.
We will include all the contact information if you would like to help support Corrine Hendrickson in her bid to unseat Howard Markline. He's been there a long time. It's probably time for him to look at new adventures. Just a thought. Corrine.
I mean, he can go help his wife watch the grandkids.
Just stay home.
For free.
That's an elegant solution.
Yeah.
Corrine Hendrickson has been our guest. Thank you so much, Corrine. Take care. We'll get you back on. News coming up next, then audio sorbet. Stay with us. This is Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has announced nearly $9.3 million in grant funding for Wisconsin organizations. The grant funding was provided by the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, which helps to seek veterans with housing counseling, accessing health care, and financial planning. Four Wisconsin organizations received a portion of the grant funding, including Veterans Path to Hope, Indian Head Community Action Agency, Center for Veterans Issues, and Community Action Coalition for South Central Wisconsin. The Red Cross of Wisconsin is once again calling for additional volunteers to assist with disasters across the country. Red Cross officials say natural disasters are becoming more frequent and often more severe, and the organization is in critical need of more volunteers for its disaster action team. They also say the Northwest Wisconsin region is in particular need of more volunteers, even for short-term assignments. Residents interested in volunteering with the Red Cross need no prior experience, and free training materials are available online. The Barron Electric Cooperative's Board of Directors has approved the return of over $1.2 million to over 16,000 current and former members through cashback credits. Checks will be distributed at a pair of Cooperative Month events that will be held on October 7th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Barron Electric's office in Spooner and October 9th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Barron Electric's office in Barron. Members who are unable to attend one of the events will get the remaining checks mailed to them by the end of October. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is seeking applicants for appointment to serve as the Washburn County Coroner. According to a press release, the current county coroner will resign effective September 30th, and the chosen applicant will serve the remainder of the unexpired term through January 4th, 2027. Residents interested in applying for the position can find more information, the qualifications needed, and submit their application on the governor's website. Application materials must be submitted by October 3rd. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're like me, you never need to hear the word y'all ever again. It was a fun novelty as we indulged Southern culture in a show of unity. Those of you who do use or like the word will be happy to know there's a new holiday film called Deck the Y'alls. Sigh. Talk about shoehorning a word into a title. At least there's a good cast and an award-winning one at that. Variety reports that the film stars Jessica Chastain, Octavia Spencer, and Wanda Sykes. Chastain plays a New York City baker who falls for a Southern gent, now it all makes sense, and heads south to spend Christmas with his family, and it's going great until she meets the overprotective mom played by Spencer, who also happens to be a celebrity chef. Chastain and Spencer were both nominated for Oscars in the Best Supporting Actress category in 2012, with Spencer winning for her role in The Help. Chastain would later win an Oscar of her own in the same category for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Filming begins next year, y'all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 96.9 WBZH.
Mostly cloudy with high temperatures today, flirting with about 70. Winds are barely moving and patchy fog is expected again tonight. Thick in spots, it'll linger through late morning. And we'll gradually see spots of sunshine by tomorrow afternoon. But it'll be crisp, with highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by Professor Howard Schwaber of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We discuss what went down on Friday at the CDC and what that portends for expertise in America. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
this is a song about a magical place.
Going to the grocery store and buy a cantaloupe. Going to the grocery store and buy myself a steak. Back to the fruit. Pick up another cantaloupe.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Many thanks to our guests, Jocasta Zamarripa in hour number one, who joined us, and then Corrine Hendrickson, who is a candidate for State Senate District number 17. Corrine, yes. For 17.
I love that.
I do, too.
I like the purple thing, too. Yes. More eye-catching, if you ask me. Purple is beautiful.
Purple is beautiful. And again, we will include in our show notes all of the contact information for their campaigns. Yes. So you can find out more and get involved if that is something you would like to do. Right now, it is time for Audio Sorbet.
Ooh, do you know what the harps mean, Jane?
Portion of the show where we lighten things up, get away from the news, so we can all take a breath.
Yeah.
And just recombobulate.
Wait, it's not Friday, though.
We can still recombobulate.
Okay, great.
Today's episode of Audio Sorbet.
It's a important one.
It is, yes. They're all critical. When you go grocery shopping, are you on a mission or are you a wanderer? You're going grocery shopping. Do you go in? I have my list of 10 things. I am sticking to my list. This is all that I need. I know where I'm going. I know it's in aisle 4, aisle 7, and then the freezer section. Or are you a grocery store wanderer like me?
Okay.
In that I don't necessarily like to cook, and I'm always hoping that some inspiration will strike me as I'm wandering around aisle 4. Hoping. Something will jump out at me and go, make me. So my grocery shopping can take an hour.
Okay. I mean, do you go in with a list, period?
I do go in with a list. I have my core list of things. And then I'll go around it and see what else might jump out at me.
Okay. So I'm going to say something. Okay. And I don't want you to be upset with me.
Oh, dear.
Because I've known you for quite a few years now, and yes. I've grown. You're not just a coworker, a co-host. You're a co-friend here at the show. You never struck me as the type of person with the patience designed for that kind of shopping. You are the type of person. It seems like not only do you have a list, it is a hard and fast list. And the moment you wander to any other aisle, I'm going to hear, get back here. We need asparagus and we have to get back. We got to get this going now.
Well, you do know me well enough to know that I have little to no patience.
Correct. You do. And it is.
I am not a patient person.
And it's truly a quality in you, Jane, that I understand exists. So it's just surprising. Or is shopping like an audio sorbet on location? Is grocery shopping a getaway almost for you? Where you're like, you're just taking it in. You're like, oh, let's just see what's going on.
It can be.
Interesting. I'm learning.
It can be.
That's so cool.
855-752-4842. When you go grocery shopping, are you shopping on a mission or are you a wanderer? Casper in Madison texting in, I am definitely on a mission. I don't want to talk to anyone either. I wear my headphones. So I don't have to interact. Okay.
That's how I feel about working out. Like, that's how I
don't chat with me.
I don't understand people who work out and then like stand by the machines and talk to people. I'm like, I don't want to be here. So being here more because you're talking to me is awful. But yeah, I can get down with the headphones. I love a pair of headphones. It simply says, don't talk to me.
Don't bother me. PJ on the live stream says, I am always on a mission with a list of the items I need because I live on a strict budget. I get that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes. 855-752-4842. Audio Sorbet today, we're talking about how do you grocery shop?
Yeah.
Are you a grocery shopper on a mission? With your list in hand and you stick to the list and I am not going to veer from the list. Or are you more of a wanderer? I could spend 20 minutes looking at cheese.
Could you?
Yes.
You could. Okay.
I have.
I'm jealous of that because I feel like also another thing I know about you is that you are worldly. You are world traveled. So when you look at cheese, you might say, oh, this is a fine Gouda. Or
from Gouda.
From Gouda, Italy.
I'm not necessarily knowledgeable. I just like to try lots of things.
All right. I like that. That's Calvin. What about you? When you have to go grocery shopping, how do you approach the endeavor?
I mean, do you cook meals? Are you ever responsible for cooking a meal?
I don't cook that often these days, but when I was living in Whitewater, when I was going to school, I had to grocery shop. And I guess I would usually try to have a rough idea of a dinner I was going to make, and I would grocery shop for that.
Okay.
But then I would like get an idea, like if I get my meat and my vegetables, and then I go further down and look for dry goods, I guess, I might find something there that inspires me, that forces me to go back and get more meat and vegetables. I end up wandering all over.
See, so you are also a wanderer.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Tony on the live stream says, I always shop with a list. The list 90% of the time has only sale items on it. 10% of the time I cruise on by the meat department to see manager specials, as in use by tomorrow half price meat. Then I take the meat home and freeze it. All right. Well, I mean, that's
shopping on a budget. Well, that also price conscious.
That also keeps within a certain, it's not maybe not a mission, but it's definitely, there's a habit there of like, you know, you know what you need to do, but I'll also do. So yeah, there's definitely a plan for Tony. I see there for me. I don't grocery shop in store that much anymore. Unless I like, if it's more than a certain amount, I do a delivery or do a pickup. I don't like grocery shop. I'm not a typical man who's like, I don't grocery shop. The whole thing for me can provide a level of anxiety because every grocery store is different. And I find that the only grocery store that's the same no matter where you go is a Woodman's.
Which is huge.
And I'm, by the way, not on the Woodman's payroll right now, but I'm going to shill for them for a moment. Not only do I love the fact that their stores are all the same design.
Laid out the same.
But their app is so specific that if you download the Woodman's app and say you're looking for hot sauce, it's not only going to tell you the aisle, it's going to tell you the aisle, the shelf, and then the exact shelf section. So it is built for people on a mission, and it's all the same, so you're always going to know where it's at. And if it's not there, they don't have it. So I really appreciate that. But for me, I do, if it's over like 10 items, I order it and have it delivered, because we're usually doing our like weekly replenish of
for the staples,
regular stuff.
The staples, yeah.
Like the other day, my wife said, hey, I need to make an order for a couple of things. I said, well, if it's two things, I'll go. I know where those are and I'll be back. We're not going to pay $10 for delivery.
See, and that's something I've never done. Yeah. I've never done the shopper.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's you got to give yourself grace. You got to get yourself very acquainted with whatever app you're going to use because, of course, they assign you a shopper.
Right.
And you ask for things, and if those things aren't there, you have the opportunity to replace them. And that's what I like about Woodman's as well. You can not only replace them, but you can pick specific things to replace, or you don't get them at all.
That sounds so complicated. I may as well just go to the grocery store.
And that's absolutely fine. And my last Woodman's experience, B-. But on my part, it wasn't the person's fault. It was my fault. It was a list flaw. It was a server flaw. It was an operator's flaw. And absolutely, I do not put the person who did this for me on the hook here. This was all my doing. But I really think, for me personally, that's what works. Okay. Jenny on the live stream says, on a mission, !!
Okay.
It's the only way you save money. Meal plan and many ingredients from one meal can be used in another over the week. I don't disagree with that.
That's a really good point, Jenny.
She also brings up, and I agree with this point, don't sleep on Aldi. Aldi used to be I don't want to say laughing stock, but
it was kind of, I always thought it was like off brands. Yeah. They would have two cases of some weird beans.
They would have Greenish Giant and Snickers candy bars. But no, they have a lot of name brand stuff, and they have a lot of not name brand stuff that is just as good and far less expensive. It's a little less convenient in that as far as I know, there's no ordering system. But when I go to Aldi, I know exactly what I want, and it's not an overwhelming experience because there's no Aldi that's Woodman size. They're very small, and they do their job, and I always forget my bags. Therefore, I'm always carrying an armful of groceries out because I'm not paying 5 cents for a bag.
See, and I always have extra bags in my car.
Yeah,
my car is a mess. I have bags for everything.
Sounds like your car is prepared.
Casper, again, on the live stream says, Woodman's has a great app.
Yes.
It tells you exactly where to find stuff. Mm-hmm. And Mark from Prairie du Sac, I'm a wanderer. Yeah, the wanderer.
Oh my
God. I'm the wanderer. Da, 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 da. Okay, maybe not.
No, I'm listening to old-time music right
now. Audio sorbet today. When you grocery shop, are you on a mission or are you a wanderer? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Audio sorbet, grocery shopping, shopping on a mission, shopping as a wanderer. I like Jenny's idea, though, about if you do meal plans, mm-hmm. because I will buy chicken,
yeah.
and there's only two of us.
Yeah.
And so once you thaw out the whole thing of chicken,
yeah.
and you don't want to refreeze it, so it's like we have chicken every other day.
Yeah.
You know, or beef every other day.
And, you know, one thing I've been doing I'm personally great with that. Like, I'm very not finicky with my food and I have a high tolerance for repetition. So if you told me, all right, you're going to have I air fry chicken a lot and it's like
it's good
boneless skin, like not fried chicken, but just taking a piece of regular plain chicken and putting in the air fryer. And if I eat that every night for dinner with some cottage cheese or some sweet potatoes, I'm good every night. So for me, as long as I have some chicken and I have like a few other things, I keep my meal quote planning because I don't know if Jenny means meal planning as far as what I'm going to eat through the week, or I'm going to prepare everything on Sunday and have them ready to go, which is a world I can't get into.
That's so organized.
So much
I wish I was even close to that organized. Rob from Green Bay texting in, Aldi does have an ordering system.
Okay.
My wife ordered our groceries from Aldi's for pickup all the time.
There you go.
That is good to know.
Yeah. And then Jenny also says, I just got an entire beef tenderloin for $40, cut it up into chunks yourself, and bam, steak for six meals. There you go. Yeah,
the planning is important.
Yeah, yeah.
The planning is important.
For me, the furthest I can go is, all right, I know what I'm going to eat for the next few days, and I'll make them every... Because also, my meals take less than 25 minutes to make. Because Bridget and I eat separately because she works different hours than
sure,
I do, so
sure.
she'll eat later and I eat earlier.
Early.
Because I am old. But yeah, it's definitely the grocery shopping and the planning. I'm a mission person. I have to be on a mission. That way I can stay on task.
There's no wrong way.
No, there really isn't.
There's no wrong way to grocery shop.
Absolutely not.
People approach it differently.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And it sounds like you're much more open-minded to the idea of, hey, I need to get X, Y, and Z, but I found A, B, and C, and I can make D, E, and F.
Well, only because I am hoping for some inspiration will just drop in front of me and land in my cart. Tell me where that store is, and I'll shop there.
I don't know where they sell chefs.
Right? Rent a chef. That's what I need.
There you go.
Forget grocery shopping.
Those meals come in boxes now.
I just need a person. When we return, we're going to wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Let Me Out edition. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Mayer on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Find the Betty Crocker, gonna bake a birthday cake, oh yeah. So many things at the grocery store. Oh yeah. So many things at the grocery store. Oh yeah.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Big Fish Golf Club in Hayward is teeing it up with the goal for the green and gold text to win on WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Say my name, Big G, and slice $20 off your next round, now through October 31st.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, "American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences," unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free civic media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show tomorrow, Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 6 to 9. He will be here after the 9:30 news to break down all the local news. He's had some great pieces recently. Up North News Radio still does a newsletter. Mm-hmm. And he's had some great pieces about Derek Van Norden.
Hey, Jane.
Yes.
Up North News has a newsletter. Does anybody else have a newsletter that's out
Civic
lately?
Civic Media.
What? Who
has
knew?
A new newsletter.
Ooh.
Called Civic Media Today. And quite frankly, it really is fantastic.
Correct.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's got break. We have news people all over the state. So depending upon where you are, we've got compilations of news stories that our news team is working on. We have little snippets of all the shows and guests on the shows. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have time to listen to an entire show, they pick out clips that you can see. And then if you want to go further than that, you can. Mm-hmm. But you can subscribe to Civic Media Today, and it is free.
Yep. All you have to do is go to civicmediatoday.substack.com. Go there. It's simple. You put in your email address, and you can sign up, and you'll get it every day, and it's good to go.
It's great.
I mean, it's the same.
Great.
It was curated by a bunch of great people, including Dan Schaefer, who is our political editor, and it's being put together by a great team. So you're going to see a lot of great coverage, including our show. You see clips, and yep. Please go to civicmediatoday.substack.com. Vapingisharmless.com. I'll put that in the show notes as well. But yeah, sign up today.
And don't forget, it is underway. Our Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest is underway. And this time you have a whole bunch of chances to enter. Daily prize is $200 cash and gold jewelry.
Very nice.
Every day for 2 weeks. And then the grand prize, two club-level indoor seats for Green Bay against Minnesota on November 23rd at noon. A gas card to get you there and back worth $1,550. And you can enter with Pat Kreitlow starting tomorrow at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 9 o'clock with our show.
Yeah.
11 and 1 o'clock during Tom Hartman. 3 o'clock with Todd. 5 o'clock with Maggie. 7 o'clock with Peach Wabba.
So many chances.
So many chances to enter. Everybody's going to have a different keyword for you in those hours. You just have to have the Civic Media app, and that is free as well.
Absolutely. Find it in your Google or your Apple store where you hit play and download it and put
download
it on your device. And
it is.
Absolutely free.
All right, Kevin, it's really getting late. Just about 10:56. That means it's time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from Chris Isidore on CNN. The headline reads, Tesla is looking to redesign its door handles following reports of trapped passengers. Tesla looking into redesigning the way to open its car doors in an emergency after several accidents where passengers were reportedly trapped in burning vehicles and rescuers could not get them open. Even without an accident, other Tesla owners have reported having to break their own car windows.
Which is not easy, by the way.
No, it's not.
No.
After buckling their kids in and then being unable to get back in the car. An investigation by Bloomberg found 140 incidents of people being trapped in their Teslas due to problems with door handles. The chief designer, Franz von Holzenhausen.
That just sounds like a Bond villain.
Said in a podcast last week, the company is looking to combine the manual and electronic release mechanisms in the doors, which are now separate, in order to make it easier to escape the car in a panic situation. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
How did this pass safety standards?
Well, they kind of stopped requiring them to submit safety reports.
Can I be an old man for like 15, 20 seconds?
Be my guest.
I despise this design on this car as well as others. The flush car handle thing, no. I don't like it. It's weird. And it's not good for the past. Just get rid of it already. Thank you very much. This has been my Greg talk. I'm done.
The idea of combining the electronic one, the electronic release, and the manual release together in one button, says Franz von Holzhausen, I think makes a lot of sense. Yes. That's something we're working on.
Oh, great.
The door handles of the Tesla Model S and Model X extend and retract. But the door handles on the Model 3 and Y mechanically flip out. But when that fails, the door has to be opened with a manual door release inside the vehicle.
I just don't understand these cars.
There's a whole bunch of problems.
I just don't understand these cars.
And the location of the manual release buttons can be difficult to find.
Of course they can.
So they're working on it. You want to be able to get out of your car. It's just one of those things.
I might have to pay extra to get out of my car?
Well, door handles come. It's going to cost you more. That wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening and for watching on the stream. It really means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We have news coming up next, followed by Tom Hartman and our statewide multi-state text to win. Go for the Green and Gold contest. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's promising an announcement today regarding autism. The Washington Post reports the administration is going to link Tylenol use during pregnancy to an increased risk of autism in children. David Mandel is a University of Pennsylvania psychiatry professor and an autism expert. He says,
I'm very concerned that women who experience fevers will elect not to treat that fever because we know the fever is associated with poor child outcomes.
Tylenol's manufacturer says science has not shown such a link. The new U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Mike Waltz, appeared before the Security Council today, which met an emergency session over Russia's recent incursion into Estonian airspace. The main topic of this week's U.N. General Assembly expected to be Gaza, as multiple Western allies announced they'll recognize a Palestinian state. And the Federal Trade Commission taking Amazon to trial, saying it tricked people into signing up for Prime and made it hard to cancel. This is ABC News.